Hi, welcome to TNT Boys. We're in episode 3. We're going to be talking about the NFL draft today. I am joined with Brody and Sam. Say something, guys, and how are you guys doing today?
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the podcast. Brody, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm excited to be here. I'm really excited to talk about football. Football is basically my religion, so I'm very excited to be here.
Packer football, man. Go Pack, go.
Boo. I hate the Pack, if you couldn't tell.
Okay, we got 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been tough. Okay.
We never went 0-16 in one season.
Yeah, we went 15-1 once. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Thought we were going to repeat that year, but.
Yeah, it's okay. It's only the second longest win streak in NFL history.
True.
Hey, it's all right.
What do you got going for you?
Jared Goff.
Hey, that man has like resurfaced his career in Detroit, so I don't want to hear it.
All right, you got a point. You guys were solid last year.
Pretty damn solid. What do you mean?
Solid.
You won't go back to the NFC Championship.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be tough, so.
Yeah, we'll win. We'll take the division back.
It's going to be tough when the NFC runs through Green Bay.
I mean, it's going to be tough for both of our teams because, I mean, look at the Bears and look at the Vikings. They came out of nowhere in free agency.
They got a chance to get some good players in the draft, too, which is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, we'll do a real quick recap of what's happened in the week with NFL with Vontae Davis dying and the big old Texans trade.
Rest in peace.
I don't like throwing stuff like this out there, but I feel like it was CTE related. That's just, I mean, they haven't really released anything yet, but it has to be.
Very well could have been a lot of, you know, NFL players, you know, deaths, so to speak. A lot of times are CTE related.
Yeah, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, you know, only if they can kind of catch it now, if they would start to, like, fund more money to medically get better imaging for this stuff instead of waiting till they do an autopsy on their body, because that's usually how they find it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're you know, advancing, you know, like, the equipment and working towards, like, the helmets, you know, better protecting the players' heads and stuff like that.
Yeah. Brody, why don't you go ahead and tell us something about yourself too, since, you know, get our viewers know who you are a little bit.
Well, I've known Kale longer. Obviously we went to high school together. I met Sam through, Kale and found out he was a Packers fan, and it's been true love ever since.
So, true love.
It's been hard for
it's
me.
It's been Jordan love ever since.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, I'm from Norfolk. I love the Packers. I'm married. I've got 2 dogs at home. Love talking about football, like I've said a million times. But
football.
Football.
Football. So let's go ahead and get into our first topic of the NFL draft. What position do you guys think the Packers need?
If it's not defense, I don't want it. I think secondary is like the big issue for us. We lost. Before we signed Xavier McKinney, we had 1 active cornerback that had played snap or safety on our roster that had played snaps for us last year. So I think getting him was a big deal, but we need to shore up the other side of the safeties. I'm not necessarily as worried about the cornerback position, considering we have Jair, and I think that Carrington Valentine is really good, and I think that maybe Eric Stokes. I still think he could.
Yeah.
Be really good. If given the right opportunity. And I think Jeff Hafley, the way he runs his defense and how he caters to the skills of his players, I think will really benefit Eric Stokes.
Yeah, I think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I fully agree. I think defense is the number one priority when it comes to the draft for Green Bay. On that note, firing Joe Barry was 100% the right move. We have too much talent on the defensive front to struggle as much as we did defensively last year. It seems like defense is always our weak point. If we do address offense at all, I'd say offensive line would probably be our biggest need. We're pretty set at receiver and running back, though.
Well, you guys just lost Bakhtiari. Gonna say his last name wrong, but
Bakhtiari. Yeah, that's been a long time coming. He's just been injured the whole time. Yeah,
I know. He was hurt when we went up to Wisconsin too.
Yeah. Yep.
I will say, on the offensive line note, Rashid Walker really stepped up last year.
Yeah.
And he was huge in the playoffs going up against like Micah Parsons.
Yep.
Who's that other, not Dexter Lawrence,
rusher for Dallas.
Yeah.
God, yeah. What's his name?
It's not popping the top of my head.
It'll come to me at some point. Yeah. But you know, then Nick Bosa and Chase Young were,
yep,
I don't want to say non-existent, but they were practically non-existent in that 49ers.
We defended them pretty well in that game. We kept it real close. So,
and the Packers have always been really good at drafting O-line men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you guys need that, you know, much. It's just defense you guys really need.
Yeah, secondary especially, safeties.
You know, it's just like the Lions. We need defense. We need a safety, inside, outside linebacker, and I think we need one more D-line, and then I think we'll be okay on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Glenn, he's not bad of a defensive coordinator, but there's days that when I watch the Detroit defense coordinator, Aaron Glenn, he makes choices I think that are good, and then there's ones that are questionable. Like, there's been games where it's like, what the hell did you do there? Like, why?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think me and Sam know all about questionable defensive calls.
Yeah.
We've been at the mercy of Joe Barry for the last...
Barry, Dom Capers. I could go on and on about bad defensive coordinators.
Your last defense was probably the best one I've seen, was when you guys won the Super Bowl with Clay Matthews and all of them.
Yeah. And that was Dom Capers. But, yeah, we had a really good... And that's the thing. Like, throughout the whole Aaron Rodgers era, the one time he had, like, an elite defense, he won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's just if only we could have provided him with that, but I hope we can do that with Jordan Love throughout most of his career.
I think we're trending that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of all the, I would say big names to me. I don't know about the rest of the NFL, but big names to me on the defense.
Yeah.
I just think that they're trending in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you guys think you guys should have signed some free agents this year in the defense category or no?
Well, I mean, we made that big splash with Xavier McKinney.
Yeah. That was big.
I mean, we haven't had a safety that good probably since Nick Collins, maybe. Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And that's it's been such a bad part of our defense for almost a decade. Yeah. He had his moments.
Remember when I first saw that guy's name pop up on the NFL draft back then? I was just like, that's really that guy's name? His first name is Ha Ha.
Well, now you got that one kid that's going to be drafted probably to the Lions. His Kool-Aid McKinstry.
McKinstry. Yeah. I would like him. But
Forget DeColdest.
DeColdest Crawford, who's now at Louisiana Tech?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was supposed to be like the best receiver and coming in.
Fast.
And him and Malachi, they could have tore it up.
Oh, they could have. They really could have.
I bet he's kicking and screaming when he saw we got Dylan Raiola.
What was I going to say? Do you think if you guys were to do defense differently next year, you think it's going to help you push up to the next level of winning something?
We're only like that little bit away, I think, from being one of the elite teams in the NFL or in the NFC, at least, and being a contender, you know, and in Jordan Love's second year while we still got him. I think we still got him on a rookie contract. We haven't paid him any big money yet. And that's when you want to try to win a championship as a team, is when you still have your talented quarterback on a rookie contract. You can build around him. If we were to go out, you know, and maybe address the offense again, I think maybe getting like a veteran wide receiver, because our wide receiver group is just so young. I think having like a veteran presence in there would be helpful, but it's not necessarily needed.
Yeah, I would agree. I think a veteran presence, considering we just
kicked our
one out of the building.
Right.
So
yeah,
that would be pretty helpful. But I can't think off the top of my head any veteran receivers right now
who are
free agents.
No,
besides
unless we tried to trade for one like early next season. But if we're rolling pretty good, you know, there's no need. But yeah. I can almost see us going kind of more old school approach offensively with the signing of Josh Jacobs and actually like having like a good power running game. And, you know, even though Jordan Love went off last year and he's displayed great talent throwing the ball, you know, it's always good to have like that power running game to lean on when, you know, the situation calls for it.
Yeah. I think the Lions are really going to pick up a safety or a corner or something, because that's what our biggest need is on our team. I think we have on our right linebacker core. We picked up a, can't remember his name for the D line, but he was pretty big. Or, oh man, I just can't remember his name. He played for the Bengals.
Sam Hubbard?
No.
Not Trey Hendrickson, is it? No.
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 Geno Atkins?
No.
I'm out.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
The next name I had was Vontaze Burfict, and I know that's not him.
Well, I mean, he's out of the league anyway.
The head hitter himself.
Yeah.
He plays with Sketch. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
That's a big trend now. I like how the kid's popping off now.
It is everywhere.
The stuff he says is pretty dumb, but it's funny.
I'm pretty sure I could be mistaken, but I think I even saw it last night in the women's Final Four.
I think I did too, because we were watching at the bar. Okay, so who is the overrated and underrated player in the draft this year?
I think the easy pick is Caleb Williams for overrated.
Yes.
I could see it a little bit. I still think he'll go number one overall to the Bears, though. But I could definitely see why people think he's overrated, just because of his off-the-field antics and stuff like that. But I just think the talent is too great to not take him number one overall if you're the Bears, especially after trading Justin Fields.
Yeah. I was watching another podcast the other day. It was like a little bit of what you're listening to when I was driving the truck at work. Someone said that if he's painting his nails, you know, and whatever, I don't have a problem with that, but right. I'm pretty sure he has a nail sponsor. So, I mean, if you're getting paid to do it, I would do it.
Yeah. Well, and he was like had everything pink or something at that basketball game. But I mean, Keenan Allen, who the Bears signed somewhat recently, showed up to his pro day.
I did see that.
And yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of telling right there.
Yeah. But some reason back in my mind, I feel like Bears would just come out of nowhere and trade their pick.
I honestly wouldn't put it past them. I've thought about that multiple times, but.
But who would they have a quarterback? They got rid of Fields.
They got Tyson Bagent.
Tyson Bagent, man. The legend.
They could sign Ryan Tannehill. I think he's still a free agent.
I think, didn't they just, I could have swore they signed No, I'm thinking of the Vikings. They signed Sam
Just bring
Donald.
Back Smoking Jay, baby.
Smoking Jay Cutler, the only quarterback to lead a game and drive while smoking a cigarette.
Go.
That's right.
Man, we would always make
Bring back Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitch.
No, I don't know.
Rex Grossman. He led them to a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really think there's too many overrated players, like top 10 type players. I don't know. Maybe Drake May.
I think Drake May might be this year's Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. I think the most underrated player, I think, out of all is probably, well, top 10 or round one at least.
Yeah.
Bo Nix.
Yes, I was going to say, I think that Bo Nix has the chance to be the best quarterback in this class.
They're not really talking. I mean, they're talking about him, but not like Caleb Williams talking about him.
Yeah, and I know he went to Oregon and all, but I don't want to compare, but I think he could be another Justin Herbert kind of come out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah. And then did you hear that the Cardinals are thinking about trading Murray to the Vikings?
I also heard.
I have not heard about that.
I heard about him to quarterback swap with Dallas as well.
With who?
Dak. Going to Arizona?
Yeah. Dak and Kyler to Dallas. Swap.
Jerry Jones done with Dak Prescott. What?
There's been a lot of talk about that lately, them moving off of Dak.
Another crybaby.
I don't personally, I do not think Dak is the problem in Dallas.
What was our last episode? Kale was like, I hate Dak Prescott, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why do you hate Dak Prescott so much?
He cries.
The only time I saw him cry was when he snapped his ankle in half.
Well, my thing is he gets paid a bunch of money, but yeah, he complains about not having enough money in his last contract extension or whatever it was, you know, and everyone thinks he's just this elite. I agree.
He's not worth the amount of money they've been paying him. I'll give you that.
But people think he's so elite, but he goes into these games, and I'm not being biased because I'm a Lions fan. I mean, look at the Dallas and Lions game. They exposed Dak Prescott, and No one talks about that. No one talks about, you know, Dallas was on that run, but yet here comes the Lions and they get cheated out. But you know what? That means Jerry.
You guys very well could have took the 2 seed over them last year. I will say that.
Yes, but I also agree that we should have took the 2-point conversion.
Or I think we exposed field goal. I think we exposed them more than you guys did.
Oh yeah, if Joe Barry makes you look like Darren Hall, you're not doing a very good job.
All right, so I'm sure you guys got mock drafts. I didn't because I've been busy all week, and let's not talk about it.
That's all right. You can kind of make one up as you go. You know a lot of the players and stuff. I can give my top 10 to start if you want. I'll go ahead and start. I just went with my top 10. I didn't, you know, do any trades or anything like that. It was just kind of straight up what I feel like those teams need the most and kind of what I went on NFL.com and what some other teams needed the most. I actually have quarterbacks going with the first 3 picks. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Washington Commanders, Drake May to the Patriots. My next 3 are wide receivers. Arizona Cardinals drafting Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. If they keep Kyler Murray, that could be a great, because they don't really have like a good wide receiver 1 right now in Arizona after they cut Marquise Brown. Well, they traded Marquise Brown.
Didn't they trade somebody else too? It was another good one they had, and they traded him.
They had D-Hop.
Rondell Moore,
and Hollywood Brown. Roma Dunze going to the Chargers because they've cut like all of Justin Herbert's weapons, trading them away. So they need a good wide receiver. Malik Nabers to the Giants. J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama, going to the Titans. Byron Murphy, D tackle from Texas, going to the Falcons. Joe Alt, tackle out of Notre Dame, going to the Bears. Mainly because that's their biggest need outside of quarterback. And then Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia, going to the Jets. I think offensively that's kind of what they're missing the most on that as like a weapon for Aaron Rodgers next year. So that's my top 10.
Brody?
Yeah. I was kind of concerned that we'd have like pretty much the same ones, but I think mine's a little different.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any trades, but I will say right now, if there is a trade, it will be between the New England Patriots and the Minnesota Vikings. I don't understand why they traded back up to the first round before the draft even started. It makes me think that they're going to make a big push for a quarterback.
Yeah, I can see.
And I think that quarterback would be J.J. McCarthy, which I don't agree with, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, that's another player I was going to tell you. I think overrated in the draft is J.J. McCarthy. I think he's not all that.
You're right.
A lot of people have him going to the Vikings potentially.
I would too. In mine.
Yeah. I think everybody has Caleb Williams as the first overall pick.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest no brainer since Trevor Lawrence, maybe.
Yeah.
That was probably like cut and dry, obviously gonna happen. Then number 2, I have the Commanders taking Drake May.
Okay.
I have the Patriots taking Jaden Daniels, quarterback of the future. I have the Arizona Cardinals drafting Marvin Harrison. And then they need a wide receiver more, but I feel like I could see the Chargers with their history taking a tight end, taking Brock Bowers here.
Okay.
Because I think he's too good of a prospect to pass up at that point, considering Marvin Harrison's already off the board. I think they could also go Malik Nabers, who is my next pick, going to the Giants, because the Giants need some kind of life on offense, considering they got rid of Saquon Barkley, the only spark that they had. I have Joe Alt going to the Tennessee Titans, since they let go of my boy, everybody's boy, busting with the boys. and then I have the Falcons going with Jerzon Newton, I might be butchering that name, the defensive lineman out of Illinois. I thought he played really good especially in the Big Ten Conference, where there's a lot of really good offensive linemen. And then with my 9th pick, I have the Bears doing a very Bears thing and taking a receiver, even though they already have 2. I think I think it'd be hard for them to pass up on Roma Dunze.
Yeah.
Then with my 10th pick, I have the Jets taking Troy, however you say that name, Fatanu, because obviously after what happened to Aaron Rodgers last year, I think they're going to really want to shore up their offensive line.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. And then I it's not on there, but my 11th pick, I had the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy if he fell that far. If nice. I don't make that trade.
I mean, I'm going to say Williams is definitely going number one, like you said. So
right.
I would agree with Jaden Daniels, number two. McCarthy, I would think Drake would probably go to... Actually, no, Jaden Daniels would go to the Patriots, and then Drake may will go to the Commanders. I do think Cardinals will pick up Marvin Harrison, and then the Vikings will definitely be picking up McCarthy, I think. Because they need a quarterback. Even if he's crap or not, they just could trade him off and whatever.
They got Sam Darnold, man.
Yeah, Sam Darnold comeback season. 2-14.
I do.
2-15.
The Giants are, I think they should pick up a lineman. I think they should pick up Joe Alt to help with their line, because their line's not great.
Which team again?
Giants. And then the Titans, I think they should pick up... Oh, I don't know much about the Titans. I mean, if I said Giants, I meant Titans now, but...
Everything sucks.
Yeah.
They're kind of a dumpster fire.
They could use anything.
Yeah, it was... I think they're going to pick up... Maybe they'll pick up the Talese Fu. I can't even say his name.
Talese Fuaga?
Yeah, because, I mean, they got to replace Taylor somehow. Sure. and then the Falcons, I mean, they're pretty stacked in offense now. They just need defense, Jared Weiss. And then you got the Bears, Rome, Adunze.
Adunze. Adunze.
And then, yeah, the Jets, they're going to pick up a tight end. Brock Bowers.
Solid.
So, I mean, that's our mock drafts. I mean, there's, I think,
I like how you mentioned, like, the Bears drafting a receiver, even though they already have Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Not only those two, they also have a stud tight end and Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they really don't need any more skill position. They got DeAndre Swift now, too. It's offensive line is the no-brainer, but you're correct. If Rome Odunze is still there, you might as well take him and just give Caleb Williams more weapons to work with.
Yep, they're gonna try and give Caleb Williams no excuse not to succeed.
Yeah,
you know, if he does become a bust, you know how much shit they're gonna, like, the memes and everything will be on Williams.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
that is 100% correct.
And then he'll find his mom and cry.
I mean, I can't even imagine a better position for a number one overall pick to go into than,
yeah,
well, on paper, I should say, the Chicago Bears. But organization itself, I do not know.
But again, we don't know who's going
to
actually...
Where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah.
We actually, you know, it's like I was about to say, is got to remember, I'm curious who's going to trade.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be the Vikings. I'm still at a loss as to why they traded.
The Bills so are probably early. The Bills are probably trade. You know why? I mean, they like to just give up, you know, picks.
I would not be surprised if the Bills ended up having that, was it fifth pick, fourth pick, fifth pick, whatever. I've been hearing Josh Allen rumors.
What have you been hearing?
Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, QB swap.
Really?
The Bills are going full rebuild.
Brian Daboll getting his old QB.
Yeah.
That's so dumb with the Bills.
It would be, but
well,
I mean.
Yeah, the Bills would be going full rebuild because they just traded Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, but who do they have? They have the corpse of Von Miller.
The corpse of Von Miller.
And Josh Allen. I mean, they have Curtis Samuel, who's never really done anything.
They got Dalton Kincaid, tight end.
Yeah, he's
pretty good. Who do they have at running back?
I couldn't tell you.
James Cook.
Yeah, James Cook.
Let James Cook.
All right, so which teams need to win big in the draft?
I think the Bills are the no-brainer, considering they just tore apart their whole team.
I think even if they don't swap Josh Allen and Daniel Jones, I could see them trying to trade up, if at all possible, to draft one of those top receivers to replace Stephon Diggs. Curtis Samuel's good, but he's not like, he's not a true number one. He's not a Stephon Diggs.
He doesn't got that dog in him, right?
I think he might have that dog in him, but he's just not that.
It's that little chihuahua.
Yeah. It's the little chihuahua. Yeah.
Hey, bark, bark.
Hey, bark, bark. I would honestly think the Bills too. But then again, I think Patriots. Patriots need to win this draft if they want to.
Yeah.
Or the Jets. Know. The whole AFC East. Besides the Dolphins.
The whole AFC.
The whole AFC, yeah.
Well, I think the Dolphins, they might need a win on defense. I mean,
yeah.
They are not looking very good, especially after they had, three?
Maybe the Cowboys, too.
They had three or four of their DNs go down with Achilles tears or ACLs.
Yeah.
Cowboys need a running back.
Cowboys need to do something. They haven't done anything.
Did you actually hear that they're trying to maybe re-sign Elliott back?
I did hear that.
I mean, yeah, for 2.5 yards a carry, but I don't know how much that's going to help him.
They've still got what's that running back's name? Rico Dowdle or something?
Yeah.
He's he's listed as their starter right now after they let go of Tony Pollard.
I've heard, a rumor about Najee Harris getting traded to Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't really doing much in Pittsburgh.
No. Well, if you looked at his stats, he's not really doing a whole lot on the stat sheet, but he is averaging, I think, 5 yards a carry, which is pretty good.
So he's had a couple thousand-yard seasons, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's not, groundbreaking or anything in this day and age, but it's still something. It's still production.
Yeah.
I know there was a big talk about, they were going to sign Derrick Henry, and I saw this video or something on YouTube, and someone was talking to Derrick Henry about if the Cowboys reached out. They never even called him to...
I'm not surprised. Jerry, I'm not a fan of Jerry Jones.
I would love him to stay, but I think he's the problem.
He is the problem.
I don't ever want to see the Cowboys get good.
He's the problem because he I don't know how the best way to describe it. He's protective of his team and he has too much say.
Yeah.
You know, let somebody else in the family take over or hire somebody.
Yeah.
I think the reason why you're not winning.
I think he's very stuck in his ways.
Yes, the old school way.
Yep. I think if somebody doesn't want to do what he wants to do, they're not on the team anymore.
I mean, he fired Jimmy Johnson right after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Great coach, by the way.
Yeah.
That's another coach we didn't name in our...
Jimmy Johnson.
That last episode.
Did you mention Don Shula?
Did we even mention Tom Landry, the true greatest Cowboys coach?
Oh, Hank Hill will be so disappointed. Boy, I'll tell you what. Boy. What else do we got to talk about on this fine episode of Draft? Okay, so the next topic I have is early 24 and 25 predictions.
For the Super Bowl?
No, just the season as a whole.
Oh, well.
I mean,
we're going to go through our favorite teams?
How excited are we? How excited are you for the upcoming season?
Oh, very.
I'm always excited for football season. I love summer. But then it's when summer comes to an end, the one number one thing I'm looking forward to is football season.
I mean, there's football now, the UFL. Yeah,
that's true.
Football. I kind of want to start watching that and trying to figure out.
I watched a little bit of it last week.
I like it.
Not bad.
I think it's
football.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
You know, they need a couple players to get their league really noticed. I mean, that's what happened to the NBA back when Larry Bird came around and that's when Jordan came around. The NBA was actually about to run out of money and go bankrupt. And then these two came along and then they made a lot of money off of them. I mean, that's what the WNBA is about to do with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Yeah.
I will say I like the thought of the UFL, the XFL and USFL merger, but I do not think that it will ever become close or even resemble the NFL.
No.
Slightly. I mean,
it'll stay as a developmental league for sure.
I think that it will at some point be basically like the NFL's G League.
I'm glad they got a team in St. Louis because that right there is helping the league so much.
Yeah.
If St. Louis can be relevant and good in that league, it's going to help the UFL. And now we're going to have topics. Sorry. So for the season, I'm pretty excited. I was telling you guys the other day when the Texans traded got Stephon Diggs. I think this is going to be the most competitive league we've seen in a long time.
Yeah. There's just been so many changes throughout the whole league. Like, it'd just be interesting seeing all these different players on different teams and, you know, how competitive they are. Yeah.
It's completely stacked.
Like, even though it seems like the Chiefs keep winning the Super Bowl year after year, the AFC keeps getting better. Like, that's just such a competitive conference. Yeah, NFC is not quite as loaded. That's why, you know, it gives us an easier chance, Green Bay and even Detroit. But I just think the AFC especially, like, there's just so many stacked teams.
Yeah, I think, you know, I like to think that since Detroit did the way that they designed their team last year, I think that's what Green Bay and I think that's what Chicago and Vikings are doing now. They're getting these players and they're making these moves so they can keep up with us. I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be funny. I feel like it's competition.
The Lions have one good year and all of a sudden all the other teams are copying them.
I will say.
Mostly the Bears and the Vikings.
I will say, yeah. I would like to go off of that and say that maybe now you guys are finally doing what the Packers have been doing for the last 20 years.
Well, we actually got a good upper management that knows what the frick they're talking about.
You have a good coach.
Yeah. Dan Campbell is a guy I will kick a door down for that guy any day.
Biting kneecaps.
I will say,
okay, I have had this opinion on Dan Campbell for a while.
What?
I think he's a really good coach. I think he's a really good motivator, get your people going.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that he's like in a good X's and O's guy, you know?
What
He makes some bad decisions.
He makes some very questionable
decisions. In the clutch moments.
You know, and like I get it, he's trying to win, but like at the end of the day, you have to make like the smart decision. Like you're a coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to have his back because he's your coach. And I completely understand that. And I respect that because I will have Matt LaFleur's back forever. That dude is the greatest call player. greatest play caller call in player. The NFL right now. There's no way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You know, I will say, I think both our coaches are cocky, but mine's cockier because we like going on fourth down. And somehow teams haven't figured it out that we like we're good and we somehow figure out a way around it. We always almost get every conversion.
I think it's just Dan Campbell's such a motivator. He gets his players to play like incredibly hard for him.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
When you do something like go for it on fourth down and you make it most of the time, his players are playing just like that much harder for him to like make it happen.
Yeah, he's showing that he cares and believes. Yeah. Like we're coming off Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia was just trying to be freaking Bill Belichick Jr. and he couldn't freaking do it.
Yeah, and then they made him an OC in New England in Mac Jones' second year.
Yeah, and then
how'd that work out?
And then he went to freaking Philly, and then they fired their DC, and then he got on there, and then the Eagles just tanked the rest of the season. I just laughed.
Yep.
One thing we'll see about Dan Campbell, I love the way he uses his hands when he talks. He's like, we got to go up here. It's on defense right here, man. We got to stop him and stop him. How you guys think that, Green Bay is going to do good or what?
I'm excited. Or go ahead, Brody.
I was just going to say, I think I might be a tad more optimistic than Sam maybe, but I don't see a possibility of us not making the Super Bowl this year.
I like that.
I think you guys can make it.
I like that
run.
Attitude.
We were like three plays away from beating the bane of my existence, the San Francisco 49ers. And that was Jordan Love's first year.
Yeah.
Starting.
You got a good point.
But you got to understand though, your guys.
And then we would have played you guys.
Oh, that would have been a great game.
That would have been amazing.
You guys lost that game because your what was it?
Kick. Anders Carlson.
The kick would have definitely helped, but I don't know if that's necessarily what.
That's not the only reason.
But yeah. We were the better football team for 3 7/8 of the game.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough NFC North this year.
I would just say I'm really excited. I don't like how they're like the media and stuff is hyping up Jordan Love so much. He's done, like, he had a great first year.
I can't believe you're admitting to that.
I love the kid, and he's incredibly talented. But everyone's just like crowning him like right now. Like he's going to win the MVP. He's
the next Rodgers.
Like, yeah, he's the next Rodgers. Like let's cool it a little bit. I'm confident that he'll do good. And, I want him to do good, but I think it could set him up for failure if you put too much pressure on him like that. But if if he does go out and have another great year and like you say, we win the Super Bowl or we at least go further in the playoffs, then that'll show me like it didn't go to his head and he's really got that winner's mentality. He's got that dog in him, you know?
Woof, woof.
But, I'm really excited for our team and to kind of build off of last season for sure.
Yeah, I think we're going to build off a lot of our this past season for sure too. You know, you're coming off of Jared Goff. You know, he had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
A great year. I think him leaving the Rams is probably the best thing. I think it was a toxic and
yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, California is not the greatest place to live.
Goff's had a couple really good seasons for you in a row now.
I know. I think he's going to really do good. Like, this year is going to be a good stepping stone for him. I mean, he's going to get that contract extension, and I'm glad he is.
Yeah.
However, though, I do think we need to start thinking about our future a little bit and then seeing who we're going to, you know, possibly get. Because we got Hendon Hooker right now because Bridgewater retired.
Yeah.
And Bridgewater is actually teaching him and mentoring him right now. So,
oh, cool.
I think I think it'd be smart if you guys waited until next year when you guys miss the playoffs and then draft Quinn Ewers.
I don't know if I
or tank for Arch Manning.
Maybe? Arch. No, and did you see what Gardner Johnson and Josh Reynolds said about when they left Detroit? They left Detroit because of the toxic fan base.
That's you, man.
No,
you're the fan.
No. I will say some of them Detroit fans, they got out of pocket.
Right. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you guys booed Matthew Stafford. Well,
Brett Favre got booed when he came back into Lambeau.
It's going to happen uniform. No matter what. Yeah. It's like if you know, Jordan was in his prime and he left the Bulls and not, you know, did baseball or whatever. He actually was like, you know, F you and stuff like that. And I want out. Or just he gets traded. Like nowadays, you get traded, you get booed no matter what. Your jersey gets burned. It's like the Stephon Diggs. He's going to get booed when he comes back.
I will say the Matt Stafford situation was a little different.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I'm glad he left. And I'm not saying that in the terrible way, but I'm glad he won a Super Bowl.
That was also a playoff game.
Yeah. So, like, what do you expect? Yeah. Like, of course we're going to
It was move. A good game, too.
It was a great game.
And Stafford got his ring.
And you know who didn't like that game?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Got lucky.
Who's is that Robbie?
No, you know, hell no.
Oh, okay. I thought Robbie was a Rams fan for a second.
No, he
doesn't really have a favorite NFL team. He really likes Tom Brady, though.
Yeah.
What a guy. I liked Tom Brady for the first 20 years of his NFL career, and then he joined the NFC and ruined my life.
Yeah, that's basically what happened to me.
Okay, so who has won the offseason so far and who is taking a step back?
I think the Bills have been the obvious losers so far after losing Diggs. The thing with that, too, is Josh Allen didn't become Josh Allen until he got Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Like, before that, it was like, can Josh Allen even get it done? Like, is he even a proven passer? Then they went out and got him a stud number one receiver. Because Stephon Diggs was already good when he played for Minnesota. And they went out and got Diggs, and then he went off. And, all you know, I think he finished second place in MVP that year. And they went to the AFC Championship. So they need to find a way to replace him. That's a big loss for Buffalo.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Very big. They pretty much traded him for, like, a Madden draft pick.
For a bag of chips and a bottle of water.
Not just any bag of chip. Like, half of it is chips, and the other half is air.
Or 95% of it is air.
Yeah, and like there's two chips. Here you go. Have chips.
Yeah, I think the Bills. I think the Bills should have put a contingency on that second round pick that it has the option to turn to a first round pick depending on how many receiving yards.
They could have got somebody out of it too.
Yeah,
definitely could have got someone they needed.
I think it would have been harder though for the, considering the situation the Texans are in a win now situation for them to give up somebody.
I think the Giants are taking another step back too. And
they're definitely not helping themselves.
No, even the Commanders, depending on who they draft, though.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to
actually, no, not.
I don't know if they're going to give Daniel Jones like one more shot to prove himself or what, but
he's always been trash.
He had one decent year when they made the playoffs. He didn't go off or anything, but he had decent stats, but it was really Saquon that carried that offense, and he's not there anymore. So
no. I'll never forget when I looked at his stats once and he had 18 fumbles in 1 year. Daniel Jones, that's one plus a game.
Was that last year?
No, I think it was, it might've been 3 years ago.
And then we lost. And then when we played them, it was Tommy DeVito.
Oh man. Yeah. You mean Joe Montana? That's how we made him look.
You know, a team that just stays in the middle. That's like sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe crap. The Colts. You don't know if they're going to be good or not.
Yeah.
If Anthony Richardson can stay healthy this year.
I think they could. Especially
they got Flacco, though, as their backup now. Joe Flacco.
I wish he would have stayed as a Brown.
Yeah.
I think he could have really done it as a Brown.
Maybe.
But the Browns are the Browns. And
they got Deshaun, and then they signed Jameis Winston as the backup now.
We eat dubs. They never should have got rid of Baker Mayfield.
We eating dubs. another team I think kind of might go down is Chargers. I mean, they got first year Jim Harbaugh.
They kicked out all the receivers.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to do with Herbert in a year or two.
They literally got rid of Herbert's top four weapons. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, and the tight end, Gerald Everett.
Oh, yeah, Gerald Everett.
Yeah.
And all they got on defense is Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think.
Yeah. We'll see. I think Harbaugh will rebuild them. I think he's the coach they need to stay competitive, especially just in that division. They have so many good coaches in that division in the AFC West.
Yeah. And then I think Seattle's going to go down. I never liked Seattle.
Me neither.
I think they'll be
all right. They'll be all right.
They have really good. They're really stupidly good at drafting in the late rounds.
But you don't think they're going to not do well because of Pete Carroll is not there anymore?
I don't know. I think Pete Carroll might have been part of their problem.
I hope they really get Sam Howell good. I think he's good. I'll be honest. I really do.
He's listed as the backup to Geno Smith right now.
I know, but how long does Geno
learn
have?
From Geno.
How long does Geno have?
He's probably on life support.
Geno had that one really good year, and then he was okay last year. And I think he still made the Pro Bowl somehow, but
he gets hurt. He gets tackled down. He's like, oh,
yeah,
like,
I would just
life alert. I need you.
The Pro Bowl's a sham.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe Jordan Love didn't make it.
I know. Smith did. I was so confused about that. Like, how is Geno Smith there, but not Jordan Love?
Oh, you remember, was it last year Tyler Huntley made it and he threw two touchdowns?
Yeah. Chiefs probably stay where they're at.
Yeah, they're just
Rushy Rice, though.
As long.
Actually, you know what? That might hurt them because now they don't. Who's going to be their top receiver?
I don't think they need one.
They did sign.
It's all Mahomes.
They did sign Hollywood Brown.
I think.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
Yeah.
I think as long as Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football,
slinging have a chance
sideways,
and Andy Reid's there coaching the offense, I don't see them.
Kelsey helps a little bit
ever
too.
Taking a step back.
Kelsey and
Pacheco's a pretty. He's a scrappy running back too. Yeah. He runs hard.
Yeah, he's reliable when
he runs mad.
He had 1,000 yards last year, I think.
Kelsey and I think Reed will retire after next year or 2 years.
Reed won't retire.
Well, you don't think you go be in a cheeseburger paradise?
You couldn't give him enough cheeseburgers to leave the Chiefs.
Probably get a general manager spot lined up at Pat Mahomes' Whataburger.
Or hey, they're actually opening a steakhouse, him and Travis Kelsey, called 1587.
Don't we have a funny story about a certain steakhouse that we'll talk about later when we went to Wisconsin?
Yeah, here. Let's just get this one last one out of the predictions here. Super Bowl. Way too early Super Bowl prediction. You think he's been in there?
Brody, you first. I want to hear it.
And too biased now.
I just have to think who's going to play the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
So, I mean, the NFC is so, I don't want to say weak, but they're so weak compared to the AFC.
Yeah.
I mean, the only teams that I'm really concerned about are Niners. The 49ers and the 49ers. I mean, we can beat you and you can beat us, but it's just the 49ers have always been
on our side.
They've always been the big brother to us, and they just always put us down.
If McCaffrey stays healthy, they're unbeatable.
I mean, the Chiefs beat him.
The Ayuk might leave, though, I heard. Brandon Ayuk. And he's like their best receiver.
They might trade him.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin might leave.
Yeah, young Mike Tomlin.
But I think the AFC, I don't want to take the easy answer and say the Chiefs, but I feel like, I mean, I don't know, maybe the Bengals, if Joe Burrow comes back and pops off.
Be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ravens, maybe.
I got a lot on the Ravens, honestly.
Or the Texans now?
I don't see the Ravens ever beating the Chiefs in the playoffs, but that's...
I wish they would have last
year. If they were to get a receiver, too, then they could.
It would be really crazy.
I'd like to see Lamar win a Super Bowl. I think that'd be cool.
You know, it'd be really nuts.
I'm kidding.
What if this year, after everything, the Bills finally make the Super Bowl?
And then miss another field goal in the Super Bowl.
And then lose to the Packers.
Yeah. I have high hopes for the Lions, but I don't think they're going to make it, but I hope.
So what's your prediction?
I'm going to say Packers versus Chiefs, yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to go. It's hard to bet against Pat Mahomes.
I want to say Packers too, but I think about, you're right about the 49ers, but there's a couple other teams that are contenders in the NFC. The Lions are solid. You're damn right. I think we'll win the division this year though over you guys, but I still think you guys will make a wild card.
Yeah. Obviously.
I think the Niners and the Rams probably. NFC East, I'm not really scared of anyone. Maybe the Eagles if they come back. But I'll say Green Bay. I don't want to say Niners again. They were in it last year, and they were in it not that long ago before that. I'll say Packers-Ravens.
Yeah, I could say the Ravens. I really think they're going to get in there somehow. Somehow.
Well, the addition of Derrick Henry certainly helps.
Yeah, as long as they get a receiver, and if it ain't this year, you know, they got next year. And then the next.
Yeah.
And then the next. But
yeah.
They
got John Harbaugh as a good coach.
I think Tampa Bay can somehow sneak in there.
Baker Mayfield can play at the level he did last year, especially towards the end of last year. When he walked in the Lambeau and
perfect passer rating at Lambeau. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe Barry.
It'll be Tampa out of the NFC?
Well, and they got Mike Evans back too. Yeah. I can see them winning that division again. I think it'll be between them and Atlanta for the NFC South.
And then that one Husker player that played for us.
Trey Palmer.
Palmer is going to step up next year.
Well, do they still have Godwin too?
I was just about to ask that. I don't know.
Evans, Godwin, and Palmer. Like that's.
Their defense is still pretty solid.
Yeah. Do they? Devontae David retire?
Nope. Oh, he signed back with them.
He's still with. That. Now talk about someone who's got that dog. Chris Godwin. Yeah. He's still there.
And then they got Winfield.
Rashad White at running back. He's not the greatest.
I was so upset when they re-signed Antoine Winfield. I wanted him so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he
would be
in position. So
you think Buccaneers from the NFC?
That's just my wild card.
That's your prediction?
No, I'm saying that like the Cinderella story one.
Okay,
Tampa.
Yeah,
and then
I can see it.
For AFC wise, I would probably have to go Chiefs.
Buccaneers, Chiefs again?
Yeah.
That would make them forget about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Unless they lose.
But I hate to say this, but I see the Packers going to Super Bowl.
I think within the next 3 years.
Put your damn hand down.
Come on, man.
I didn't give me no high five.
This is Kale's on record right here on TNT, boys, wearing his Lions, Barry Sanders jersey, his Lions hat. Packers are going to the Super Bowl next season.
I'm saying that because I'm not trying to be too cocky.
He's feeling the love.
You gotta believe in your team.
No, I do. I did. I did last year.
He has PTSD from all the bad years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, like 1 year we're really great, and the next year we're just terrible.
You went through that a lot in the Stafford era.
Yeah.
It was tough.
It's okay, buddy.
Yeah, I think if Jordan Love plays at the level he played last year, they'd be shocked if we didn't make the Super Bowl in at least three years.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and talk about our Wisconsin trip and why we were up there. Why did we go up there, guys?
Was it a Bucks game?
No, it was when the Lions kicked the shit out of your team.
Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
In the first two quarters, we were kicking your butts, and then all of a sudden, you guys started to get a little bit of...
Weren't we winning most of the game, and then you guys somehow came back at the end and ran just crappily won, like, right at the end?
Well, I must have dementia.
I think you do. It's okay. It's all them.
It was a fun trip. I will say this. It was a really fun trip. I had a lot of fun. The Packers lost stung a little bit. It was really cold.
It was very cold.
I didn't think it was that cold, to be honest.
It was negative 13 at kickoff, Kale.
I didn't think it was that cold.
Well, Kale's crazy.
I got that inner Canadian in me.
He's part polar bear.
Yeah.
Rawr. Sorry, though. I will never, ever do that again.
Forgot the XD at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Rawr, XD.
That means rawr. I love you and dinosaur.
That just... Yeah, whoa, buddy. Whoa. Whoa. All right. So let's dip in the Flavor Town. How was the food up there? I thought it was great.
Yeah, that breakfast spot we went to.
What was that place called? Like Sunshine
Cafe?
Yeah, Sunshine Cafe.
Rainbow Cafe.
Yeah, the monster. Was it a monster omelet or something like that?
Yeah. We all got that. That thing was...
Oh, my God. It was so good. I have a picture. I'll have to put it on.
Somehow you ate the whole thing and the pancakes.
Yeah, he was a beast.
I think I ate the whole omelet and then I was like, I can't eat the pancakes.
Now here's a guy. I am the guy. We had, what's the hot dog place? Portillo's.
Yeah.
I wasn't too crazy about that place. I'll be honest.
Yeah. I would agree.
I'm not raring to go back there. Everywhere else we went was good though.
You know, I said hot dog. You know, your brother's going to listen to this. Oh, Kale said hot dog.
Kale's favorite food is gas station glizzies.
No, it's not.
It is. That's just fact at this point. So
glizzy gobbler over there.
If they have it, I mean, okay, I'll be honest. When you go to the gas station, I get tired of eating hamburgers or pizzas, pizza slices. They got a hot dog. You're damn right. I'm getting a damn hot dog.
You like glizzies?
I am not answering this question.
You like hot dogs?
I ain't answering this question.
You like? Okay.
I don't eat hot dogs, but unless I'm camping, cook it over over an open flame, then I'll eat a hot dog. But
every time we talk about hot dogs, you're like, I love it over open.
Oh flame. Yeah, over an open flame. But I'm not buying gas station hot dogs. I don't even buy them from the store and like. I don't keep them at home. I don't.
How do you get hot dogs when you want to have over fire? You go to the store.
Well, if I'm going camping, but I'm not like keeping them at home and eating them at home and microwaving.
You can make a fire at home.
Yeah, he buys the pack. He goes camping. Whatever he doesn't eat, he just throws it away.
You can go camping at home.
Hey, Sam, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going camping. Why? I want a hot dog.
Think about some hot dogs this weekend. You want to go camping?
Want to come with the boys? We got some hot dogs on the fire. Got a little bit of that chard on it.
I'll remember that next time there's something going on. I'd be like, hey, Sam, we got hot dogs over an open fire.
Hey, you'd be like, Kale, text Sam to get his ass here right now. We got them hot dogs.
I may or may not show up.
I got two things. I got an open fire and I got hot dogs.
You know, it's like last night. I was like, hey, where you at? He just left me an open. I was like, all right, I don't know if he's coming or not. Let me ask him.
Wait, when was that?
Last night. It's like when you said I may or may not show up. He don't, he might leave you an open or he might give you a response.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask him.
Yeah. It didn't happen.
What was that what town was that we stopped at the Iowa Minnesota border and we ate? I think we had burgers.
Yeah, that was like a brewery, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That place was good.
That place was
It was really called
good.
The Book.
The Dubuque was the city, yeah.
Dubuque, but we call it the Book.
The Book, yeah. What was the name of the place? I can't remember. Do you guys remember?
I think it had numbers in it, kind of like the 411 here in town, something like that.
Yeah, similar style.
It was good. Yeah,
it was good.
It was really good.
It's kind of like the Omaha Tap House.
What about the
that place is good?
The day we left the hotel breakfast, that actually kind of slapped.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brody, how did you sleep those nights? Did you sleep great?
Awful. Absolutely. I have video proof of the two freight trains running through my room as I was trying to sleep that night. Oh my God.
This is before I had my sleep apnea machine.
God, you would have thought the Germans were bombing over top of us.
Oh shit.
It was so bad.
It was worse, me or Sam?
You have to ask that question.
Yes, I'm curious.
It was 110% you.
No way.
Yes, Sam. Sam would go off and on.
But then he was talking in sleep though.
Constantly.
That's Kale. True.
You sounded like you were coming back to life. It was crazy. I was on it. There was a couple moments I was like scared. I was like I'm trying to sleep.
You're
here.
You have to give mouth to mouth to Kale.
You know,
I was like, I think he might be dying here.
You know how weird it would have been? He had to get up and go to my aunt's room. Like, hey, I think Kale died.
Kale's dead.
I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to leave now. So,
yeah, me and Sam are going to go to the game. Good luck with that.
All I remember is leading up to the trip, getting real hyped, telling Kale about, Yeah, I want to go to Brett Favre's Steakhouse, you know?
Oh.
And then I get in the truck when you guys come to pick me up, and you guys are talking about it, and you guys start laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? Brett Favre's Steakhouse doesn't exist anymore. They tore it down.
Oh, yeah, because we actually went up, like, we had the joke going on for, like, two months?
Yeah.
Or something?
I guess you guys did, yeah.
Because Brody works at a detailing center, and so he was talking about this plan he was doing. And funny story, he's like, yeah, this place that I'm working on is being built over where Brett Favre's Steakhouse used to be. Because I was like, oh, we should find a steakhouse. And we're like telling Sam, and we finally get up to Green Bay, and we're looking for it. I was like, oh, yeah, there's your steakhouse. That's Brody's building. He's building.
But it was before that when you told me it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
So you wasted the surprise.
I know, but you were so sad.
I was sad.
Don't worry. In 5 years, we can go to Jordan Love's Steakhouse.
Yeah. But hey, I don't see Aaron Rodgers ever opening
the Firehouse.
He probably have a vegetarian place or something.
Or like
tofu hut.
Like a dispensary or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like a vape shop or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what, though, that Firehouse subs we had that day.
That was my first time having Firehouse subs. Yeah, that was good.
I tried getting that same sandwich I got. They don't have it anymore. I was like, what the fluck?
Yeah, those were very good sandwiches. I really like Firehouse.
Yeah, it was like a steak sandwich or something, like a steak Philly.
Did you guys get any food at the game? I can't remember if we did or not. I know we got some.
I think I got like a slice of pizza or something while I was there.
I know maybe. We got some overly expensive beers.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Like an $18 beer, and it was for the souvenir cup.
Yep.
Still got that.
I still got it on my PC shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lambeau, was your first time experience? You've been there, right, Brody?
I had been there, but I'd never been inside.
Okay, so how was our first experience? I thought it was freaking awesome.
Legendary.
What I imagine heaven looks like.
Okay, it was really cool. Far.
If I'm being honest,
like leading up to it, like just like being outside of it, the tailgating, going into the pro shop, and you know, looking at everything, and that's where I got this jersey. Was that day, and then when we actually walked into the stadium and getting to see the field and being there real time, Lambeau Field, it was just an awesome experience. Something I've wanted to witness since I was 10 years old. So it was really cool.
Yeah, and the best part is. Not only was it a game at Lambeau Field, it was freezing, it was negative 13 out, and it was Sunday night football.
It was vintage.
That was so awesome.
Vintage. The only thing we were missing was a little snow.
Yeah. Oh man, that would have been amazing.
I'm glad they flexed the game to Monday, too. Or no, Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Yeah. That made it really... It was basically a playoff game.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yeah. It was awesome.
Because if we won, we would have... It was basically win and you're in scenario, I think, for both of us.
No, Seattle won on the field goal.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
And then we were just like,
if Seattle would have lost, you guys would have been playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, so then we said, screw it. We're just going to keep them.
Just going to keep us out of it, yeah. And you did.
You did.
But it was cool also, on that same note, getting to watch Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer, even though it was a loss, and his last throw was an interception.
Yeah, let's talk about that. By Kirby Joseph, my dog, Kirby Joseph. He definitely got that dog in him. What I really did like about Lambeau is they had like houses, like Airbnbs around it you can rent out. Yep. And next time we go up there, we should do something like that. Or at the hotel that's right there and trophies, whatever that place is.
Yeah,
it's just like you're in the middle of a neighborhood and it just pops up. It's cool.
It's just in the neighborhood.
Hey, I'm just going to neighbors.
And then there's like that fence with like all the designs on it. That was really cool.
And then I'll never forget leaving. Someone told me eat shit and die because they lost.
I don't remember that.
It might have been me.
No.
We're walking out of the stadium. Me and Brody had to literally protect Kale because we're in Lambeau Field and the Lions just beat the Packers and we're both like, Kale's bright blue over here wearing his Barry Sanders jersey. I'm like,
I have to stick out like a thumb. I'll be honest.
We had to make sure no one like came up and tried to like kick his ass or anything. Like,
yeah, I felt like I was
he's with us. Probably would have. I kind of wanted to at that point though.
Kale got kind of cocky there.
About in the
fourth quarter, trying to get in our face about it.
No, let's see. Okay,
I was. No. We were winning the whole game, and I was getting in Kale's face. I kept doing like this.
Yeah, even that guy behind me was giving me shit too.
And then he would never do it, and then and that guy laughed at me.
What was funny is that guy was giving me shit the whole time, and then when the Lions started coming back and winning, he's like, oh, the NFL's rigged. He's getting all like, poor sport about
yeah,
it.
He was starting to get all crabby.
Like, I effing knew it. Bah, bah, bah.
He was incredibly drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, those Wisconsin people know how to drink.
I would love to know the average beer consumption at a Packers game.
Or cheese. Person. Cheese, too.
Yeah. Bratwursts.
Oh, yeah, and we went to that brewery by the stadium, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we had, like, a Packer, like, their own beer.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Packer Pilsner or something like that.
Yeah, Packer Pilsner, yeah. That's right.
It was good.
You two know I'm not big on trying new beers. When it comes to trying new beers, I'll do it.
If it ain't Budweiser, Kale ain't doing it.
I don't drink a lot of Budweiser.
6.3 beers. Is that per game?
Per game.
Oh my god!
For each fan.
Wow, that's amazing.
But we pre-game too before that game.
We did.
Terrible idea.
No, oh, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, because yeah, because no. I drove.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to drive.
It was fun. Well, I don't regret anything.
If we ever do that again, let's try to get the hotel. Let's cross the street, and then we don't have to worry about and the traffic. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was. It was. Because, I mean, it's such a small town, such a small market. I just don't think the infrastructure is there for that kind of outing. That's why I'm kind of worried about when the NFL draft's going to be there.
But, you said you're going next year with your brother?
Yeah.
We should all try to go. That'd be kind of cool. That's up to you, though. I'm not going to, like, throw myself in.
Because I don't know if it's just going to be me and him or me, him, yeah. And our wives.
I've always wanted to try the draft, like, check it out. But they're so far. I mean, we're close to Minneapolis and Kansas City, but I wouldn't drive that out. I just wouldn't drive it.
Yeah. I know there's never going to be a Super Bowl at Lambeau, so this is probably my best shot for a big NFL event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the hotel lady.
So that was funny. The front desk lady, when we showed up, we tried to check into our room and
it wasn't ready.
I think you went up and you were like, can we check into our room? And this lady was really weird. And she was like, I don't know. She was just really weird. She looked weird. She had weird clothes on. She's like, and you had your Barry Sanders jersey on. Not with that jersey or not. And then I'm like, that's right. Like, cause we're in Wisconsin. I'm like, what about mine? She's like, oh, yours ain't any better. And like, like, I don't know if she was like intoxicated herself or something, but yeah, she was a character.
And then the trip home, I thought kind of sucked because we were going back.
Yeah.
Obviously, but. We didn't take the way we came. We came north and then we went south. We went through Minneapolis.
Yeah, we did get to Minneapolis. That was
cool. Yeah, that was cool.
I wish we would have had more time. I would have stayed in Minneapolis a day.
Yeah.
And probably went to like Mall America and do whatever.
But, yeah.
Well, Mall America is kind of overrated anyway.
Should have played hide and seek in Mall of America.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You would never see me for days.
I wouldn't have seen you for days.
Yeah. You would be the first person we find.
What, yeah. in the food court, you dick?
I was about to say the buffet.
That's a bit rude, guys. I want to go home. You guys are mean.
Go home.
Yeah, I would go again.
Totally.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, that was such a cool experience.
For sure.
Especially for as big of a fans as me and Sam are.
Oh, yeah.
The Packers.
Yep. I'd like to visit some other like NFL stadiums too. I wouldn't mind going to Ford Field or...
I mean,
Arrowhead. I think Arrowhead's next on my list that I'd want to go to.
I do think that next time if we go, I think that we should go stop by City Stadium where the Packers used to play.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really cool because they still use it today. I think it's West Green Bay High School.
Yeah.
They use City Stadium to this day.
We should try to go to Detroit too, at least. Yeah. Why not? Why did you give me the look?
Scary there.
You know,
they found two bodies at the stadium recently.
You know, a lot of people thought it was Cam Sutton's body.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much you can sum it up here on this episode.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else you want to say?
I think that's about it. We covered a lot today. Brody, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
of course. It was great to have you. Great to be here. Talk some football, talk some Packer football, and sports. Our trip to Wisconsin, and it was a lot of fun. Kale. Kale, you got anything to add to the wrap up?
No. I do not.
All right.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. All right. All right, everyone. This was TNT Boys Podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see y'all next time.
Have a good one.